the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I have never.
You gotta be in a damn doctor's office and that sucker goes off.
Oh, I did not realize that you can now save sound drops as ringtones.
Oh, Lord.
You be careful with that, son.
I just went to share it, and it said, say it as ringtone. The fat boy called my phone, and it started playing. That's crazy.
Alrighty,
then. Yeah. Oof. That's wild.
Too much tech.
I'm over tech.
Too much technology.
Less is better.
Maybe, it would suck at first, but a EMF, blast or whatever, like shut everything down for a little while. I don't know. It'd be a bad thing. I don't need to know.
Force people to go outside more.
Devastation of the world consumed every day, 24 hours. I don't need all that.
No, it's going to get worse, too.
We're gonna have killer frequencies and fry our brains.
The big sporting event in Miami. Oh,
we got barren flies flying around trying to impregnate screwworms.
Yes,
I don't think that can happen.
Or depregnate them.
Barren's too tall to fly. Oof.
All right, so there was.
He's big,
big boy. Looks Tartarian.
There was a study out of Harvard, and it found that older adults with a more optimistic outlook have a better life. They have a 15% lower risk of developing dementia.
I literally can't take him anywhere because he won't fit. He won't fit in Europe. Won't fit in Geneva.
It's so, mind over matter. So if you have an outlook that's positive every day, you're going to feel better and think better.
Well, that explains it.
It's like daily affirmations, screwed. Right?
Yeah. But boy, you know what, though? So, like, I do. Yeah, I've told you. I do like my...
Doggone it, people.
The ride to work, I do my gratitude talk.
You don't listen to anything, right?
It's nope.
Just silence.
I know. It's like the worst thing to ever say. It's like saying, hey, I play in the NFL, but kids, don't play football. But I do. It's first thing in the morning. It's before my show's on, so I can't listen anyway. Yeah. And I but then, you know, life will get you, or some bad thing happens, and I know it's not the worst thing that's ever happened, this, that, or the other, but like after a while, like four or five really bad things happen in one day, like it's hard to like have that, like, not motivate, you know, like I don't like getting pushed down, like I don't let other people's actions to like push down mine.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's hard to fight back that.
When, you know, there's a lot of toxicity around, it's hard to not be negative, but the negative.
Yeah. Well, it may not even be a negative thing. It just may be like a, you know, gosh, this happened, or, you know, that happened. Or,
and there's so much, I would
pay
say,
your mom's house insurance again for another term because
stress. You
know, don't get a backwards ass mortgage.
Worrying about daily events, the environment. The world.
That's what I was saying. Like
economy.
Not knowing. Think about this, and I'm not speaking to everybody in our audience because I know everybody's different. But you get online, you watch the news, anything, news and online. It seems like the world is ending. The world is on fire. We're waiting for the mushroom cloud or the spaceship, whatever. But when you go out to your job or your community or whatever you do. You don't see it, do you?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you might. Again, I'm not speaking ever, but you don't see it. And you're like, is this... Obviously, the stuff is happening. I'm not saying it's not really happening. But the perception is, if everybody feels that way, and we're just waiting on the mothership to come home, or even the Lord to come back or whatever, like, that, as a kid, that always kind of weirded me out, because I'm like... If we're saying that the Lord's coming back anytime soon, and this was when I was a kid, the 80s, like, that really didn't motivate me much to really try to make much of my life.
The Lord's coming back, waiting for someone to push
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I mean, at that, how much do you really comprehend the consequences of that at that point, you know? Well, you're still a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, that's a great point. Like, does Jesus send, like, 8-year-olds to hell? They knew right from wrong.
The Good Son, that's the only one. The movie?
He went to hell.
He went to hell as soon as he hit the rocks.
Maybe they go to purgatory.
That's a solid ass movie too.
You know, I guess the best example of this is we talk about Ukraine. The news would like you to believe the whole country is fighting,
right?
But it's only a small fraction of it.
Small little area. Yeah.
Rest of them are living it up.
Well,
like, what about the Gaza Strip? Are there like nightclubs there as well?
Who do they belong to, though? Nobody can agree. Like, who owns that little strip?
Yeah.
Is Trump still going to rebuild it? You know.
Who knows?
Because you look at it, and you look at parts of Syria as well. Stuff is demolished.
You know how people make those going on there?
The crop circles. You know, like.
Oh yeah.
That was real big in the 90s, early 2000s, and then they found out that, like, these men knew how to make them with these sticks with ropes on them where they walk in this pattern. But what if one of them showed up and it was Trump's face on one of those crop circles? It just made his face.
Dude, that's what I think happened when they did the 8647 in the lawn that they just cut over it. They've got cameras out there. It had to have been quick. Something that, I mean, how do you not get caught? The way it looked like it took hours to get that going.
But I guess the ultimate stress would be something that you can't control, like a space invasion.
What if his landscapers were from Mexico? God, what? Like, this is what would get him back.
Could a drone even do that? I don't know. I don't know what a drone can do as far as that goes.
I don't know. I did see Los Angeles now has drone. All cops, well, maybe not all, but most cops have drone assistants with them now. They showed this guy was in his hotel and he's filming the street. Oh, yeah. The guy's getting pulled over, and right over the cop car is a drone with police lights on it, like filming and watching the whole thing.
I love that.
I don't mind that. I really don't mind that.
I want to say
for their protection,
for everybody.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I think Easley Police has a couple. I'm sure other departments have them too, where they can just send them in ahead of time to see who's in buildings. They got infrared technology to see if anybody's in somewhere.
See exactly what happens every minute.
But look how fast we went from that to, do you remember, it wasn't that long ago where we had those robot dogs that would go in and like sniff out bombs or whatever it would do, detonate bombs, and it would look so archaic. Mm-hmm. But now we've went from that to ping, ping, ping in there.
They're in Wuhan now. Wuhan. They patrol the streets.
Rizzagizza.
We'll keep people safe, but
cash rules everything around me.
But the point of doing the story is look for the good in your life. Like, you know, they used to say, go smell the roses, take the time.
Right.
See what
everything
is. And they closed
all the good roses page.
But basically, have a good attitude and have, you know, look in the good things in your life. Like, go home and see how great it is to have your grandchildren and your family.
I want to read you a text from somebody.
And your animals or whatever you can get back out of your life instead of just being overwhelmed by the stress of everything that's happening in the world that you can't control.
Yes.
If you're happy with yourself.
Clap your hands.
And find what's going to give you peace. Yes. So you can sleep at night better without having to take medication and be stressed.
So I was talking to somebody, and I was telling him about just a bunch of things going on.
Jasper.
I was aggravated at my daughter yesterday because she did the little thing and put all his little nicknames on this paper. Didn't put Smiley on there. She's like, well, you're the only one that calls him Smiley. I'm like,
what?
Okay. What? I'm also the only person he calls Grandpa. I'm the kind of editor or whatever, but it said.
Is it Paul from the phone? Sending you a text.
Don't send me a text.
Wow, that was something else, fat boy.
Somewhere in all this, you have to realize there's a future version of you where all those things, blah, 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 taking that trip and occasionally buying, blah, 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 that makes absolutely no financial sense, whatever, simply because a 14-year-old Matthew would think that's cool. But it was basically saying, like, all.
Block who sent it.
No, it's somebody that I respect the hell out of. But just saying, you know, you look back at your report card of life and we pick out the worst things about ourselves and say, oh, I didn't do this. But then if 14-year-old you could see 50-year-old you, you'd be like, God, man.
Damn. Wow. You're not as hideous.
Well, you can't be, self introspective about the positives. You got to reflect on the negative.
Yeah,
that's how you learn lessons and stuff. Like, my biggest problem, I've told so many people this, is that I can't think of past situations, especially with those that are gone now, with happiness. I can't.
That they were never happy? No, or the times weren't happy.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't look at pictures and say, oh, that makes me feel good. It doesn't.
Like all people that have passed?
Yeah. Well, not all.
I mean, I looked at my mom's stuff, and I remember the good times, and that made me really happy. So I mean, there are parts of, like, the end of her life that I've learned to compartmentalize to where I don't want to look at certain stuff. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm grateful I was here to spend that with time with her, and the fact that I moved here to be with my grandmother before she passed away.
Is that what she called her, grandmother?
Grandmother. Before she passed away, because I had the chance to live the end of her life with her.
Yeah. Watch this video I found of
dude, I've seen this.
Yeah. They, oh, you saw it?
They have a robot dressed as a clown at this kid's party in Japan. Watch the robot.
Yeah, walk up to him. Boom!
That's kind of violent. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Like, it kicked the crap out of that kid. They're supposed to be nonviolent.
You know, somebody's controlling it. Somebody's working it.
Kicked the crap out of them.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'd have to kill that robot. Sorry.
Put water in his...
You better watch out. Robot Pete is going to get after you.
He's probably got one, misery. Too. I couldn't find it.
Kicking kids.
Do robots have Petas? Does anyone know?
Hopefully not.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Again, if you're a new listener to the show, the FOF line, we do it on Fridays.
Yep. You know, I got to play it for you because it's by popular request. Every time you do the FOF, the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
864-241-4318.
Yeah. I got to get name and numbers for those ladies from Dan because... Oh, yeah. I could see a business where they sing people's phone numbers.
And I love the tambourine.
Imagine if, say, yo, what's up, girl?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, girl? Can I get that phone number?
Oh, hang on a second. I got cute.
Oh, you want my phone number? Hold on a minute. Yeah, let me play it for you. Here's my phone number. Hold on, boy. Let me get it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me get
I'm worth up. Waiting on, boy.
864-241-4318. Do you know if Stone Man's here today? I should ask that first.
I'm gonna say, probably not.
I'm
no.
not sure.
Okay, well, no. This is for him. Paul's
thing. Dead air?
I'd like to give a big old you to Stone Man, motherfucker. I call in songs. You never play them. You say we'll play them right after this. You never play them. You're just an ass wanting to play the f***ing zoo. No one likes to hear the f***ing zoo. Nobody. F*** off, Stone Man.
By the way, stay off of Stone Man. Today is a big day for him. It's the 6-month anniversary of his promo that plays announcing he's now on our radio station.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard. No holds Stony. Barred, no back talk, no nonsense.
I got to remind the people who's in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Stone Man.
I don't miss those days.
You know, I'm not the only guy that's got a song stuck in his head. So does this dude.
Uh-oh.
And I got good news for him. I have the song.
Paige, give out the number in a very erotic way.
864-241-4318.
I thought you forgot it.
It's like she's going to give
out some. You're looking at me like you didn't like it.
Tell your owner to charge your battery overnight.
Oh, Nuggets, y'all know what time it is. I was not ready for it. Damn, and knocking at the door, you're going to open it, and who is it? It's you, your damn girl, and your Johnson. Every time, I gotta remember this song. It's been 3 years. 3 years.
This song just randomly pops. You, your girl, and your Johnson. I need you to play it for me now.
You remember the song he's talking about?
I have no clue.
Well, you'll know it as soon as you hear it. It was for Johnson Boat Motors from back in the day.
From BDA.
They had a catchy little campaign. I didn't know it was 3 years ago since we played it, though. I mean, he's really good with his dates.
But you gonna play it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay. You got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
I think that's young Bill Brooks tagging that at the end.
Johnson.
Yeah, I forgot about the part about the kids. You, your kids, and your Johnson.
No purchase necessary.
Speaking of Johnsons, there's a lot of people driving like a Johnson right now. There's a wreck everywhere.
And stay off mine. Come here, let me hit you.
That's good. I forgot about that.
I forgot about it until you called, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let me listen to
it. You know what's weird is if you're somewhere, you're doing something, there's no music around you, there's no TV, nothing, and then a song just pops into your head.
Well, look, the heat's going to be off of you because we're still talking about Paige.
Okay, good.
And here's a prank idea that I should have kept private.
That's why she's wearing that shirt today on a Friday. Nope.
Not today. I should have kept this private and kind of tried to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to play it for everybody because it's a great call.
864-241. God, that rear end on her is puckering up right now. Look at her.
Yeah.
She quit salsa dancing and now she's all looking like Mick Mara stiff. 864-241-4318.
Good morning, you fat Mark and Taylors. Anyway, bottom line is that you guys always talk about toilets, all right? And I'm normal like you guys. It's like I'm regular in the morning. I gotta get to whatever it is. It's probably the morning coffee that does it. But I would love, and I'll supply you with anything you want, if Paige is going into her bathroom to shove some black cats, some firecrackers lit with a 6-inch Greenville News newspaper fuse so you can run your ass away and just make her ass with those big ass get off the damn porcelain seat in fear. And light them off. Appreciate you, mother.
It's like an M80 in the bathroom.
God. I want to hear him say the one part, but I got to play the whole thing.
I tell you, well, let me just say that when I wasn't understanding until much further in what when because he's talking about, like, we talk about toilet slot, meaning, like, you know, number twos and farting and stuff like that.
Farting.
So when he said he would pay whatever she wants to go into her bathroom and fire off a bunch of firecrackers, I thought he was talking about, like, he wanted, like, her going to the bathroom.
I mean, he might.
Okay, here it is. Now think of it in that context.
Good morning, you fat Mark and Taylors. Anyway, bottom line is that you guys always talk about toilets, all right? And I'm normal like you guys. It's like I'm regular in the morning. I got to get to whatever it is. It's probably the morning coffee that does it. But I would love, and I'll supply you with anything you want, if Paige is going into her bathroom to shove some black cats, some firecrackers lit with a 6-inch Greenville News newspaper fuse so you can run your ass away and just make her ass with those big ass get off the damn porcelain seat in fear and light them off. Appreciate you, mother.
So I heard it before he said fireworks. When he said black cats, I had to make sure I didn't hear him say something else.
Okay.
Wow. When he said 6-inch black cats, I'm like, hang on a second.
So, I think you've leaped it out. Paige doesn't have any tattoos, he said, with her big tats.
I don't have any.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not inked at all. Although I want one.
Well, that was going to be a matter of time before Trucker called, right?
Yeah, of course. But here's the thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Truckers, and I'm not trying to negotiate you to call 864-241-4318, but there's some truckers that just haul, that pull up, and get the stuff pulled off for them. But most of them haul it and pull it off with the pallet jacks and do all the rigmarole too. So,
oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep. You got your over-the-road boys. They got to sleep in parking lots.
And you've got dump truck drivers. Dump truckers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this trucker right here that responds is actually one of those truckers that does the work. All-encompassing. He ain't happy.
Let me give the number. I haven't done it in a minute. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is P1. Should have been a stain. I'm calling in response to that card that called in talking about truck drivers don't really work or don't work hard or whatever the hell he said. I just got to say, you may be right about one thing. There are some out there that are nothing more than seat holders. But then there are guys like me that deliver different things on a daily basis. I happen to deliver roof trusses, and I do work hard. I'm not just sitting in a seat all day. And I work, on average, 10 to 13 hours every day. And it's also one of the most unappreciated jobs out there. Even though if it wasn't for truckers, nobody would have a damn thing. So for Mr. Truck Drivers Don't Work Hard and this and that, I just got one thing to say to you. Until you get on my level, you can get on your knees and start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your...
Look at that. Those P1 should have been a stain.
Oh, my God. That's too good.
Oh, God. You know what?
I can't.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people born on the 15th of June. Happy birthday.
Suck it. We don't have a whole lot today. We got about five of them, but we got some big ones.
Big ones?
Oh, yeah. Big. We love big birthdays. Big. Star of this fella.
Doogie.
Doogie Howser.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
This is on my rewatch list. I'm currently on season two.
Where are you going? I'm going to take a doogie.
I'll take a doogie.
You know, I remember as a young child, I was asking my parents, teach me how to doogie. Teach me how to doogie.
Yeah.
You know, wow. No one has to teach you. If you
were never potty trained.
You were never taught how to breathe. You were never taught how to swallow food. You were never taught to defecate. It's crazy.
All your bitches love you. Then you're messing with your dookie.
Well, it's going to come whether you like it or not. I'm sorry. As a baby.
That's what he said.
She.
Doogie.
Yeah, NPH. NPH.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris. No relation.
It's not Jimmy Sicking because he's no longer with us.
Oh.
Max Cassell is definitely with us.
I thought you enjoyed Jimmy Sicking.
Did you? He was great on Hill Street Blues.
52. 50. No, I'm going to go 54.
That's what I was thinking. 54.
NPH is 53 years old today.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Well, I hope his partner has him a big old cake.
A big cake.
Don't you bleep that later to sound like I said something else. I said cake.
I'm a little nervous about this next birthday. I don't know if this song is edited or not. We're going to find out.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're good. Well, we're watching the Players Club.
You know what's crazy? He loves Trump. It's wild, right?
Yeah.
Cuba's a Trump guy. It's wild.
Well, you know, when you get a lot of money, you become a Republican pretty quick.
I've been a Republican my whole life.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you chose this and not something off Predator or something like that. This is good. I'm going to say O'Shea.
Senior.
He's Irish. Yeah, he is senior. O'Shea Jackson Senior is 56.
55. 57. Oh, damn.
Ice Cube. I gotta get to the course.
Did you when they broke up? Did you
probably smoking house? Did it?
Did you go? Did you stay with NWA or did you go to Cube's side? Or were you like me? I don't know. I like both of you.
You know, some people think Ice Cube is the greatest rapper of all time, just because of how he started and his longevity now.
Yeah.
Some people say Jay-Z, Jigga himself.
No.
Did you see him at the World Cup yesterday? He was in one of the World Cup games.
Why is it? Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe.
But, like, why does every big sporting event start with some kind of pre-show that looks like it's satanic? Like, that just looked weird.
I missed all that.
Doing the triangle with their eye in it and all this stuff. And, like, this one bull looked like some from, not like a bull, a real bull.
A real bull, okay.
Not Horace Grant or something, but a real bull. And it just looked like, I don't know.
Why is everybody trying to replicate the third eye, the all-seeing eye?
I don't know.
What is that meaning? What is the point for that?
Do you know?
In the naughty.
The naughty.
Oh. How many people are in it?
It's a good question.
13 families.
Plus, I mean, are some in Bilderbergs? Some think Bilderberg stronger than the naughty.
You've seen the. It's why it's a pyramid. It's like there's these families at the top, and then their commissions and their majestics and their trilaterals and all this.
Yeah, makes you wonder what happened in Chantilly before all this to make them host the Bilderbergs.
You know why? Look at what everything in that area is named after.
Yeah.
Is this
Dulles?
New World Order.
Dulles. Yes. Let's see. I'm going to guess Schwimmer.
Nope.
Phoebe.
Nope.
Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
Cox.
Pam Cox.
Yes. Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox is good.
Courtney Cox. From Birmingham, Alabama.
She's pretty.
I tell you, look, I can't judge. A lot of work done.
Sorry, America's Got Talent. Fat Boy's not interested.
We can't do it.
I had to let him know.
She's had too much done? I haven't seen her in a while.
She has the face of, and I don't know if she does. I know Jennifer Aniston does, but Courtney Cox has the face of a smoker. A woman gets a face.
Well, they do something with the mouth. When they do like the inner part of the mouth where it looks.
Yeah, like there's.
Almost Freddy Krueger-ish.
There's something to it. Like I can look at a woman sometimes and say, yeah, I can tell she smokes or smoked.
Because she's wearing a Tweety Bird shirt and her skin looks like a football?
Oh, she's wearing a Marlboro Mile jacket.
I got this when they came out.
I got on Joe Camel sneakers.
Oh, I think she looks pretty.
I'm going to say...
I did enjoy the last scream up until the reveal. I did not like the reveal.
Oh, no?
But the pretty solid movie.
57, like your sauce.
Is it a big one?
No. Well, could be.
61.
62. Courtney Cox. Can she draw at that point? Maybe that's why it's a big one.
She's a decent artist.
I think it's changed. I think you got to be 80 to draw now.
Well, I don't say,
just kidding.
If Lindsay has it his way. I don't have baseball music, but this gentleman made his name as a Red Sox.
Made his name as a Red Sox. So then you're talking about somebody who left. Nomar Garcia Parra.
No,
he's not that old. Started as a rabbit. Wade Boggs.
It is Wade Boggs.
Yeah. Chicken Man.
One is a Yankee. Rode the horse the whole
Rode
time.
The horse. Okay, so I can do some quick math here for you. Now, Paige, he entered the league in 1983.
I believe Wade's in Spartanburg is his joint, right?
No.
It's not?
That's owned by Wade Barrett from wrestling.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I got some big nuts.
I've got some bad news. Macaroni sold out.
Huh.
Let's see.
Put a smackdown on the buffet.
60.
Wade.
I'm going to go 65 or 66. I'll take half credit for either.
64.
Wade Hampton Boggs, if you will.
68.
Oh, wow.
Years old today. Look at you.
He's not young. He must have been a 23-year-old rookie.
He must have been an older rookie. We got one more we don't have music for. He was in...
this damn tumbler. When you don't have water in it, it sounds like a cowbell.
Yeah, it does. He was in Gang Related with Tupac. Decent movie.
Epps.
Nope. Had his own show. His brother was on SNL. He, in fact, was a Blues Brother. He took over for him when he passed away.
Is it a B-word?
James Belushi.
It is Jim. We all know him as Jim. Jim Belushi's birthday.
According to Jim.
Yep. Popular show.
Is it a big birthday?
God dang it.
I don't know. Try to get some.
Every day you're alive is a big birthday.
You know what?
True.
That's right. It is not, as far as numbers go, a big birthday.
64.
No. 74.
Jimmy Belushi is 72.
No
years
way.
Old today. He don't look like it, does he? Jim Varney would have been 77 years old today.
Oh, know what I mean?
Slinky Dog himself from Toy Story.
They and better Jay Clampett.
They better remember him in the new Toy Story that comes out here soon. Shooter's Daddy would have been 89 years old today.
Wow, Shooter's
Daddy. Shooter's Daddy. Shooter Jennings' daddy.
Oh, Waylon. Wow. Yeah. God, that's what you meant, Shooter McGavin.
Hell no.
That's like, I didn't know he had a dad.
He's got a son.
Nobody eats for breakfast.
He eats what Paul said earlier.
That's right.
What's his call?
No, not that one.
Oh, my God.
No. No, you're not a cannibal.
You'll never hear. Look, right. I didn't want to do her. Can't.
You're crossing two different calls there, bud.
No. Sick.
I didn't want to do her birthday because she is a kid and her parents are famous, but Northwest is 13 today. Looks just like her daddy.
Oh.
Raps like him, too.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
She's got terrible she looks parents.
Like
her dad.
Looks just like Ye. Yeah, it's got to be tough growing up in that circus. Your dad's a bipolar and nuts, and your mom's got a huge ass.
Narcissistic mother.
And dad's new wife looks like your mom.
Yeah, really? She's naked all over town.
Bless her.
And
she's naked everywhere.
Like she's under duress. Like, you see the new pictures where she's sitting on a cowl, like a little, God, I don't even know.
Bianca.
The milking stool. That milking stool, not milk and stool. Like she's getting ready to milk this cow, but then Kanye appears dressed in all white and he's feeding her milk. Like, it's
really
just
weird.
That is weird.
Her dad hates Kanye. I mean, he hates him. Like, that's public information. Like,
she don't have a dad.
Yeah. Bianca Censori?
Okay. My bad. I was thinking of Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were making a Bruce joke.
No, I'm talking about Bianca.
Bianca. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, it happens just once a month. My period. Tomorrow.
No.
Are
you happy?
You could tell I was pre already.
We're
going to
take turns
right?
getting it.
No. Tomorrow's the once a month all advice show.
Yay!
So. I will be very honest with you and tell you, we don't have any in the coffers yet, which is fine. But if you already know that you already know. If you know that you want to come on and ask for some advice, you can go ahead and line up or register, whatever.
Get your ass in line.
Get your ass.
Email us, theriseguys@aol.com. Give us a daytime phone number and, you know, like a 30-minute window. That works for you. We'll try
yeah,
to make
work
it work
us.
Out.
Send us a naked picture if you don't have to, but if you want to, you know, yeah, more than welcome.
And thanks for the to the guy that got dumped out earlier. That was
Paul.
Paul, you're interesting.
It was an interesting call. Get the podcast. We'll be back live tomorrow, 6 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.